time for Let's Talk on your hometown station, 860 AM and 94.1 FM, WSBS and WSBS.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Smitty. That means it's Monday, and I think we're turning the corner here. We kind of move ahead with the clocks. It's a nice hour, an extra hour of daylight. Supposed to warm up a little bit tomorrow as well, but it's still March, so be careful out there. Got a great show today. I'm really excited. It's an organization I really think the world of. It's now just called LitNet, short for Literacy Network of the Southern Berkshires. And we have the director, Jennifer Vrabel, and we're going to call her a student, but she's a wonderful lady, Silvana Piranio.
Yes.
How'd I do that?
Very good.
Oh, yeah, very good. Okay, good. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Oh, we're glad to be here, Smitty. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
No, it's my pleasure. For folks who are listening, you know, what is LitNet? I mean, the Literary Network of the Southern Berkshires kind of speaks for itself, and we talked a lot about literacy and in the Berkshires as a whole, but what is LitNet?
Sure. So we are a nonprofit that provides no-cost educational support to adults throughout the southern part of the county. So we are composed of a really dedicated and thoughtful, kind, compassionate group of volunteer tutors, and they work one-on-one every week with an adult student. So we have a staff of three. We match the volunteer with the student, and they work on a variety of things to help a student meet their educational goal, to help them move forward and become involved and really be a vital part of our community. So most of our students are working on English, and so there are immigrants who are working on English for speakers of other languages. But we also have students who are working toward their high school diploma, trying to get their American citizenship, or working on just basic reading skills.
What are the age ranges?
We work with anyone, any adult over 18. So we right now have folks from 18 up to 70, early 70s.
I mean, literacy is so important. I was talking to Christine Hazard from the United Way a couple months ago, and we talked about, you know, reading proficiency by third grade. And sadly, in the Berkshires, we have a kind of a high percentage of illiterate. I hate to use that word. That's an awful word. The literacy default in third grade. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, how many of those percentage went on to fourth grade and why? Mm-hmm. Literacy is so critically important. So you're dealing with adults. You're dealing with a lot of immigration adults, but you're probably dealing with a lot of, I say, domestic adults as well.
English-speaking folks who fell through the cracks at some point and need a little extra support to feel like that they can do what they need to do in their life, to read a newspaper or get a better job, work on their resume. So what our goal really is for any adult that comes to us, that we are flexible and understanding. We believe that everyone has a right to an education, no matter where they're coming from, what their background is, what their past educational experience is, what country they're from. And we want to help them to live their lives here, to be comfortable, confident, and contributing members of our community, so that they know if they want to go on to more school, if they want to get a better job, if they need to know how to read the labels at the grocery store. Our tutors and our program really wants to work with them on whatever it is they need to make their life better.
Before we get to Sylvan, I just tell our listeners, what was going on in 1991 that a group of people from South Berkshire County said, you know what, we need a literacy network? What was happening back then that triggered this thing to happen? And what's that now? Is that 28 years?
About 28 years. So in 1991, there was a high need that became apparent to a couple of folks around the Lee Library, that there were a lot of folks who didn't have basic reading skills, who were English speakers. And there was a program that Zoe Dahlheim and Peg Smith, they're our founders, they started in partnership with Georgia Masuko at the Lee Library. And there was a state-funded grant that really helped the program get off the ground. So I think at that time that the state was really encouraging literacy programs in partnership with libraries. And so we still work very closely with the Lee Library. They're great partners, but things have changed over time. We're our own independent organization, and the literacy need has really shifted from the core of English-speaking non-readers to immigrants who are working on those primary English skills.
We're here with Jennifer Vrabel. She's the director of the LitNet. It's the Literacy Network of the Southern Berkshires. And Silvana Perano.
Perfect.
I'm going to have this down. I'm going to nail this down by the end of the show. But Silvana, you've immigrated here from Ecuador.
Yes.
She followed a man.
Well,
we won't hold that against you, but tell us about your journey coming to America, in particular the Berkshires, and how you found the LitNet.
Sure. Since I was a teenager, even a kid, I always have a big admiration for the United States. All I wanted to do is come and exploring. I always see like something magical in this country. So when I finished my studies in Ecuador, I wanted to travel. And I did a little bit. I went first to Europe, and I went back to my country, and I was there for 11 months, and I lost my job. And then I say to my mom, you know what? I'm leaving. I had it with this country, and you're not going to see me ever again. And my mother says, please don't do that. But I packed my bags. I called in that time my friend from high school, and I asked him if I can just come and stay with him for no more than 2 weeks. And sure enough, I came to New York, and from New York directly to the Berkshires. And I haven't lived since then. And after 6 months of dating him, we got married. Mm. And now we are 20 years together.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll ask either one of you. What is, like, I'll ask Silvania, what was the attraction to the Berkshires? You know, I think back to my own family. My grandparents came here from Italy at a very young age, didn't speak the language. I mean, both my grandparents died when I was about 12, I think. And I don't ever remember them speaking a word of English. But they understood everything that was going on. That was an amazing thing to witness. But why is learning the English language so important to you when you came from another country?
Well, first of all, I came directly to the Berkshires, and we were not that many immigrants, no many Latinos. I will say probably I will be in the street and two more people. So I needed to have that communication. I needed to be involved in the community. I needed to know what's going on. And like, you know, when we came from New York, at the beginning, the first few months was very hard for me because I came from the capital. Even Ecuador is a small country, but a city is a city anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is a small town. Winter was very hard. I came just in winter. I came December 1st. And it was magical. It was beautiful. First time seeing the snow was like really a postcard.
Got old fast, though, didn't it?
Yes. And after that, it's like, oh, I want to do something else. But my husband, Robert, says when we have kids, this is the best place to raise them. Because we all know, you know, the safety, the schools are wonderful, and the nature, I mean, is so really beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I'm just in love with Berkshires. Now I have two girls, teenagers, now 17 and 14, and they go to Moneyman.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jennifer, I want to ask you, and I didn't know this really before the start, but how does this process work? You apply, you match them up with volunteer mentors, I guess, and teachers. Mm-hmm. How does that match aspect work, and how much does this cost? It takes money to do this stuff, and you have a new scholarship program.
Absolutely.
Tell us about
that. So we've got a bunch of things going on. So we are completely privately funded. We raise all the money that we need every year to run the program, and we provide ongoing educational support to our tutors. So some of our tutors are teachers, some are artists, some are lawyers. They come to us from all different walks of life, and that brings a really robust and just diverse variety of skills to our volunteer corps. And we try to match our tutors with the students who they might have some kind of hobby or occupation in common. We work really hard to match our tutors and students at times and locations that are convenient, because one of the biggest challenges of working with adults is that they have a life and a job and a family, and they also are trying to improve their education. So it's so important for our tutors to be able to meet students at a convenient time, if it's a day off or after work or a lunchtime.
So how long is this? Is it a 10-week process?
So the other thing that we're working on is a brand new scholarship program that is designed to support the naturalization process, which is incredibly complicated, and it's something that we received a tremendous grant to support this work over the summer from the Matthew and Hannah Cater Family Foundation, and it's given us the opportunity to really look into our citizenship program and to put additional resources there. So we have worked to provide additional training and materials. We revamped our website and collected all sorts of online study resources. And what we're, I would say, most proud of is the fact that we've instituted a brand new, first time ever scholarship program to provide a variety of support, financial, administrative, and educational support to folks that are working to become naturalized citizens. So for that process, we're really excited. Silvana is one of our LitNet students who worked with us when she came. And as you can tell, she really learned her English very well. so, but English. she came back to us.
Her English is far better than my Spanish.
She came back to us when we instituted the scholarship program because there are just so many hurdles to becoming a citizen. It costs $725 just to apply. You have to navigate the administrative paperwork, and you know the application itself is 20 pages long. You have to know what the eligibility requirements are, and you also need to prepare for an extensive exam in English and in civics. So what the scholarship program is doing is matching a LitNet tutor with a student to study for the exam for at least 10 sessions, and providing funding to help students work with the Berkshire Immigrant Center, who can provide the legal and administrative guidance for how to apply and what the timelines are and filling out the paperwork. And then we're also providing a substantial amount of the funding towards the cost of the application.
So there's a couple things going on here. I mean, you wanted to learn the English language, mm-hmm. Silvana. But yeah, that immigration process takes a long time.
Yes.
So I could go to the LitNet to learn English as my second language or to help someone be more proficient in English. But then the immigration process, is there still a connection there with the LitNet and the Immigrant Center to get you over that hurdle to mm-hmm. fill out all the paperwork and understand it? And how long does that process take?
Well, that's the beauty first. Piggyback and you know the two agencies that they work together, that's the beauty of the small town, that you know and you work together most of the time. Mm-hmm. The process is, when I came here, I came with the visa, tourist visa. After 6 months I got married and I was able to became a legal resident of the United States.
So you have a green card.
I have a green card. Mm-hmm. So it's a process, at least you have to be 5 years with the permanent green card to become an American citizen.
Okay.
So all these years I've been always meaning and, you know, loving to be an American citizen, especially now that my kids are, you know, all grown up and this is our home, we're going to be here forever. So I want to become an American citizen because, you know, I will have more opportunities and more, it's easy. Even when you apply for something, no, everybody understands the difference of being documented or not documented, resident or citizen. You know, sometimes in the, let's put an example, when I go and renew my driver license, they ask you, are you a citizen of the United States? So if you say no, of course I'm not a citizen, but they see you like you are not a legal document. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit, you know, the struggle for many of us immigrants here. So, and also my personal goal, I believe that being an American citizen will give me more opportunities. I have my personal goal, like I said, is open my own shelter for anybody, for a whole family. And I know, you know, I will have more resources, more confident in the donors. By the way, if somebody wants to donate some money to open my own shelter, you can contact me at the LitNet.
Let me ask you, you know, immigration is a really hot button topic. Now, this show was never intended to be too political. But, you know, we talk about our grandparents or parents who have come here. somehow they were processed. I still, for the life of me, don't understand why it takes so long. Why is it a 20-page application? I can go to a bank right now, fill out, give them my Social Security number, and they can check my credit within minutes. Mm-hmm. You can go into a police station and do a Corey background, and within a couple of days, know your whole history. But why does it take years and years and years after a 20-page application fee to process immigration? That's my political high horse for the day.
It's a good question.
But it frustrates the heck out of me. My grandparents somehow in the early 1900s got processed. Mm-hmm. But in 2019, it's still years to have this happen.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so what we're really happy about at Literacy Network is that we're glad that this scholarship can try to ease some of those struggles a little bit, kind of take away a few of the barriers so that folks who are ready, who are willing, who would love to be American citizens can get through the process just a little bit more quickly.
So how many people are you servicing annually?
So we serve about 130 students who work with their tutors at every month. So the tutor and student develop a one-on-one relationship, and they continue to work together. And then in the office, we provide ongoing training and support. We're always there if anyone has questions. We provide materials and are always trying to get folks the right stuff that they need to move to the next stage with their students.
And now with the scholarship, due to the generosity of Matt and Hannah Cater, more people would be interested in doing this. I mean, I'm sure the cost sometimes intimidates and scares people. I'll just put it off. I'll do it next year. Next year never comes. But I think the scholarship provides great.
Yeah, that's my own experience.
Yeah, great.
Yes. We always say, oh, yes, like you say, you know. But something else happened, even that both work, you know, money is always an issue. But now in days, I feel like the urge to become an American citizen. First of all, because, you know, my two girls are American born and they're going to be here forever. I want to be here forever with them. But now how everything changed in the system, I'm just concerned. I don't want to be in any rough situation that I might have to leave because I'm not a citizen of the United States, even though I'm a legal permanent resident. But, you know, you never know. So this is my chance, and I'm really, really thankful for that opportunity.
Good. We're here with Jennifer Vrabel and Silvana Perano from the LitNet, which is the Literacy Network of the Southern Berkshires. Jennifer, I want to ask you, you know, this whole matching thing is kind of interesting to me. Is if anybody who's listening who would want to donate money to help out or to volunteer, how do they go about that process, and who do they call?
Absolutely. So they can call me at 413-243-0471, and we're also online at litnetsb.org. We are always looking for volunteers, and we are, as I said before, we're privately funded, so every dollar counts, and we're always looking to bring new people into the fold to share the stories of folks like Silvana and so many others who have gone through our program and who are here making their lives and contributing to our community and you know, business owners and CNAs and folks that throughout the whole of the Berkshires, there are so many immigrants in our population, and it's the only segment of the population that's growing, as you are probably aware. So we're always looking for more volunteers, and are so grateful for the real support of the community. This is a community-based organization, and we've got folks across the board who are interested in helping us achieve our goals.
How many different countries in the Berkshires right now being represented?
So at LitNet, you might be surprised to know that we have folks from 28 different countries. We have a majority of folks from Spanish-speaking countries, so about 60% of our students are from Spanish-speaking countries, a lot of folks from Colombia, Mexico, Ecuador, but we have folks from Eastern Europe, from Asia, from the Ivory Coast. We've got folks from all over the world.
But for listeners out there, I don't want them to be intimidated by the language barrier that I don't speak English or I don't speak Russian or German. How do we assure those volunteers that want to help you out aren't intimidated and say, oh, no, I won't do that because I don't understand that
right.
language.
Right, and it's we're all about training, so mm-hmm. we want to bring in everyone has their own story to share, and I think that that's really part of the magic of LitNet is that, that two people get to know each other, and we start at the beginning. So we do have mm-hmm. we have some students who are very advanced, but we have a lot of students who are just beginners, and we work with pictures and physical objects. You start to develop a shared vocabulary and focus on the things that are really critical to getting around in everyday life. And so that's where you start. And we at the office we're there to help at every step of the way.
There's a dear friend of mine. She lives in Stockbridge now, but she immigrated here from Italy, didn't speak a word of English, and sticky notes. She would tell you she put sticky notes all over her house,
mm-hmm.
refrigerator, window, doorknob.
That's a good way.
You know, and that's she was self-taught. Mm-hmm. It was incredible, but she did it through sticky notes. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. someone else actually helped her write those words.
Yeah.
But that's how she learned the language. I want to ask you about that. You know, sometimes we hear a lot about the lack of transportation
mm-hmm.
In the Berkshires. So if people like Savannah lives in Monterey, mm-hmm. if she didn't have a car, how would she get up to Lee? Do you go to see her? Does her mentor or her, mm-hmm. her teacher go see her?
Yeah, so the tutors work with, try to go get to a place where the student is. So we have a great public right. library system here. Many of our tutors work in the libraries with the students or sometimes a cafe or a community center. So the tutors and students, you know, they try to get to where the students are, to where people are, because transportation is a huge, huge issue for us.
Okay. Give us the phone numbers or website. If you want to donate, they're mm-hmm. self-funded. There's no
and
government funding
we're having
at all.
We're really excited. We're having our annual galas coming up on June 15th. It's going to be spring. There's going to be sunshine. by June 15th, we sure hope so. But we're having we're calling it our summer fete. We're having it at NAMCAG. We're really excited about that, and we're celebrating. Our theme this year is pride in diversity and pride in community. So we're so excited to be able to celebrate our tutors, our students, and our business community that supports the work that we do, as well as all of our residents that support us. So we're at litnetsb.org, and you can call us anytime at 243-0471.
And if anybody's ever been to a naturalization ceremony,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about that pride. It's a very emotional thing, but these are folks, these are good folks, wanting to do good things, proud to be an American, proud to become
yes.
an American citizen. So mm-hmm. it's an awesome organization, and I hope that people who are listening will step up and volunteer, donate money, do whatever it takes to understand it and be part of this community. So Silvana Piranio and Jennifer Vrabel, thank you very much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you, Smitty.
And Jesse, thanks for pushing all the right buttons, keeping us on the air. I just want to give a special thought to the tragedy in Sheffield, two tragedies actually in the past week, the unfortunate circumstances up in Pittsfield over the weekend with the fires, and the tragedy in New Zealand. I just hope that we all take pause for a moment, and we may have different points of view of things, but we need to take care of one another and look out for each other. So we won't be back next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks for another great show. Until then, be well, be safe, have fun, be happy, and really, let's take care of one another.